it's time to pray, we gotta pray. If the Bible says that this word is a sword, I need to get my sword. So we haven't seen the devil, but yet we see bars, we see clubs, we see strip clubs, we see house, prostitution house, we hear of murders, we hear of shootings. Is that from God? No. So therefore, there's a battle that needs to be fought. And who you think is going to fight this battle? You think God is going to send legions? No. Jesus said, pray thy kingdom come. Pray for it. Pray that salvation will take place. Pray that people be free from alcohol and drug addiction. Pray that your children will be saved. Pray your husband into the kingdom. Pray your wife into the kingdom. We have to be on offense and stop sitting around. And then when the devil breaks in and comes in like a flood, then we start to pray. We got to store up treasures in heaven, and your prayer is one of the treasures you store in heaven. You got to send up that request daily to God, no matter how long it takes. Keep praying, keep trusting, keep believing. Stay on offense, servants. We see the works of the devil all the time, but James 1:22 says, we must not only be hearers, but be doers of the word. Doing speaks of being active. Being active. Take the word of God. Fellowship. Oh, I don't have to go to church when the word of God says the young church continue daily in fellowship. We got a fellowship. We are doers of the word. I want Faith Church to become such a church, an offense, that we obey the word of God and we obey the preached word and we go out and we live out the word of God. Servants of God must stay on offense. Next thing, servants of God must be reliable. If God is going to entrust greatness into your life, you got to be reliable. God can trust you. God could have trusted Noah. That's why he spoke to Noah. He couldn't speak to anyone else, any other family. Noah had family members, but he imagine all his brothers and stuff died. All his cousins died. But God spoke to Noah. Amen? We must become reliable. We must get off of being passive with the things of God, being passive with the work of God. Whenever I have time, whenever I can get to it, attending church, oh, if I have time, I will see you. Oh, I'm going to surprise you one day at church. No, don't surprise me. Go to church. People always, you invite people to church, they're like, oh, I'm going to surprise you one day. And then you hear that person get hit by a car and die. Who got surprised now? Yeah. End up in the hospital. Who's surprised now? I ain't surprised, bro. We got to get ourselves together. We got to serve in the house of God. We got to put God as priority. We got to hold the things of God high. You know, we sometimes we put the work of God on the back burner, and we're like, you know what? Right now I got to go to work. Right now I got to go build my business. That's temporary stuff. We want to go take care of temporary things and leave the things that are everlasting for last. When we do the work of God, the Bible said we'll have 100-fold in this life and in the life to come. We got to change our perspective. Change your perspective, church. Change your perspective. Condition your heart different. Condition your mind different. This is not a work of man. This is a work of God. The things of God are everlasting. We must serve in the house of God. Because what are we doing? We're preparing an atmosphere. We prepare the atmosphere. You see, the worship team, they come, they rehearse. The music team, they get together, they rehearse. Why? They could just come and sing all shabby or whatever and, you know, not too sure what to do, what part of the song to sing. But they're creating an atmosphere for people to enter into and experience the King of Glory. That is what we're doing. When we come and we set the chairs in order is so that someone can come smoothly from the back and walk into the aisle and have a seat and listen to the word of God. And they can get up and praise God. All of this, you are fostering the atmosphere for someone to experience Jesus. Everything, when we preach the word of God, it is for someone to be edified, built up, walk with Jesus, experience victory, leave the life of sin, come into a life of holiness, and being set apart unto God. It is not for any man's benefit, meaning for the person that is speaking, that it's not selfish, but it's for someone else to experience God. But God has to trust us. God has to trust us. We have to be reliable servants. When the church was growing, let's get to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 2. We got to be reliable. It says, then the 12, verse 2, summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The church was growing, but here came a problem. Where in verse 1, if you read, some was getting food, some was not getting food. So what did they say? That the apostles said together, they came together and they're like, listen guys, Holy Spirit, what should we do here? They talked to God about it, and then they brought the church, they brought everyone together and said, listen, we are growing, responsibility has to shift. Responsibility has to shift. We need seven men that are spirit-filled, that has a desire to see this thing continue, to see it grow, that are wise, people that have good understanding, and people can apply what it is they understand, what it is they're told to do. They can go out and execute on our behalf. When we leave you, we can entrust you with the work of God. He said, we got to keep our eyes in the word, and we got to keep our ears open to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, that this group can then be fed. Now, you're going to go feed physical food, but we want to keep you spiritually empowered. And the only way we can do that and execute this in the way it should be done, you must give us the time. So now you have to be reliable with the work that we're entrusting to you. So they said, find seven men, seven reliable men that we can trust. People that are so filled with the Spirit of God that they will execute the work of God with excellence. So they found them and they give them the work of God. So what I'm seeing there, we have to become active in the things of God. The church of God, it's not a few people that do the work. Even though it seemed that way, we want to change that. We want to change that where you come, you grow. When you come through those doors, come with an expectancy. Come with an expectancy that you'll be elevated. Come with an expectancy that you're going to move up. Come with an expectancy. Have the posture of your heart that is a humble heart so that you may receive what it is the Spirit of God is saying. When the word is preached, you are open. I want to tell you, sometimes we come to church and we have walls. That's not for me. No. I don't too like that. No, come with an open heart. That when the word of God is preached, you'll be edified. You'll be built up. You're what? Built up. That means you are being elevated in your heart. Your mind is being renewed. Your spirit is being refreshed. We got to be active church. Because we have a mandate to carry out. So what were they doing here? You want good preaching? You got to free the pastor up that he can hear. You want good singing? You got to free the choir up that they can hear. We cannot pressure everyone and still get excellence. You cannot have an excellent word if the pastor is working a 9-to-5 and then you got to come and sweep the church, and you got to pack the chairs, and then you got to rush, and do everything, you will get mediocre word. I want to tell you that up front. That's what you're going to get. And then you go like, oh man, I'm not being fed. Why? Because you have not given the man the space and the opportunity to hear what God is saying. So that is why he says here, we need some reliable people that we can entrust the work of God to. So when they said, you're going to go serve tables, you're not going to go and do your own thing anyhow, whatever. No, you carry out what it is that is commanded. Amen? We are in an army. When orders are given, it is has to be executed. Who is the captain of the host in heaven? God. When he sends out the army and he says to the angel, go to Syria now and fight against our principalities and power. Do you think they go to Libya? No, they go straight and they do the work. It's the same way in the church. When we are commanded, we are to execute directly. We have to be that way. And we have to have that level of order that the church may grow, advance, and have an impact. Have an impact. But it's who are the ones that have the impact? People. God has to entrust us with his work. And we have to be counted faithful, just like Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, the Bible says he was faithful. Daniel was a faithful servant that they could not find any issue with him. Remember when Jesus went up to the mountain of transfiguration? They brought the demon-possessed boy. And they're battling and the demon won't budge. The demons start to harass the disciples. It is because, what did Jesus turn to them and said? So Jesus came along, the Father went straight to Jesus. He said, Lord, I went to your disciples and they could not get this demon out. Right? They could not get this demon out. But after he delivered the boy, he turned to the disciples. He said to them, this type only comes out by fasting and prayer. If we're going to grow and be an authoritative church in the spirit realm, we have to fast and pray. Amen. We must fast and pray. It is not optional, church. Fasting is not optional if you want power. If you want to just be passive and go to church and go home, it's okay. You can do that. But if you want to have authority, Jesus clearly said it. He said, this only comes out by fasting and prayer. We have to fast and pray. And we're getting ready to go on a fast called the Offense Fast. And we're going for 14 days. And we're going to be meeting every night for prayer in church. Monday to Thursday, prayer every night for the next 2 weeks. If you want power, show up in fasting and prayer. You want to see breakthroughs? Show up in fasting and prayer. We must fast. We must pray. If we want to have authority, we got to fast. We got to pray. And we got to make room for the Spirit of God to move. Amen? We have to. So when they found the seven men, this is when the office of the deacons were born, to carry out the work of God. We have to be available to be used. Available. Availability is important. We need to clear our schedules and put time and say, God, just like I make time for work and I make time for everything else, I'm going to make time to serve in your house. I'm going to make time to go to fasting and prayer. I'm going to make time to go to Bible study. You know, we got to study the Word of God, church, because we got to give the Holy Spirit artillery to use in our lives. Amen? If we want to be victorious and we want to grow, we got to do what it is the Word commands us to do. We cannot do our own thing and expect excellence in our walk with God. We cannot do our own thing and expect to see the breakthroughs. When the Word of God commands us in a certain way and we're going opposite, we will not get it. Remember the five virgins? There was five wives, five foolish. They stocked up extra oil. They stocked up extra oil that when the bridegroom showed up, and sometimes we barely pray, we barely read the Word, and by the time you get out the door, that little bit gets used up. Because, you know, we love to read the Psalms in the morning time. Let me see all those who read Psalms every day. You know, we read the Psalms, and Sister Cheryl won't put up her hand because she thinks I'm coming against you. No. Read your Psalm, but also do some studies. The Psalm lifts your spirit, and when the spirit is lifted, you then need some food. You need some food. You need to go read the epistles, read Ephesians, read Galatians, reread the book of Kings. Read it, because there's food all through the word of God to nurture us. Because when you go out and you face principalities and power, your spirit drop. Because you got nothing solid to stand on. You know, one brother gave us an example yesterday. He's like, if we keep drinking milk, two things can happen. You get an upset stomach. You know, if you drink too much milkshake, you get an upset stomach. And what's the other thing? You get hungry quick. Because if you only drink milk, you need solid food. You know, try drinking liquids. It goes fast. It might get you up and high, like you drink Red Bull for a couple hours, you're good. After that, you crash. So we need the solid food of the Word of God. We need to stay on offense, church, that we can be effective. We can be effective in our daily walk. So God wants us to be reliable servants. God wants us to be open and listen what it is the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Victories don't just happen. Victories are won. Victories do not just happen. They are won. The Olympics is going on now, and there's some that get gold medal, some that get silver medals, some get bronze, and some get none. They get none because they didn't win. We have to fight to win. We do not fight and just be passive and say, que sera, sera, whatever shall be, will be. You know, that's like you're a drunk, you know. Drunk men don't care. They're like, whatever. You ever seen a drunk? Yeah, man, everything is good. Yeah, because they are drunk. They have no control of what is going on. They forget the trouble. You know, the Bible says wine is good for a heavy heart. Yeah, when a man is so sorrowful, give him some wine and he feels so nice. But the Bible said, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. There is something that we have, the Spirit of the living God that sees us through every situation, through every circumstances. Victories are won, servants of God. We got to go fight the good fight of faith. Fight the fight. There's a victory to be won. There's a battle to be won. But if we don't get armed, don't get prepared. Just like in Nehemiah, if they weren't prepared to stand watch over the wall, Sanballat and Tobias, they said, what is it they're building? If a little fox go on it, the wall is going to break down. The wall will break down. It's nothing. It's not of importance. It's not great. And some people may look at you and your faith, and they're like, who does she think she is? And who he thinks he is? Oh, we used to know him when he used to be at the bar. You see, this church thing is only going to last for a little while. Blah, 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 blah. Let it be that, because you're being armed. You're prepared. You're building yourself up. You're watchful. You're vigilant. Amen? People are like, oh, well, what is it this for you and the church? Yes, there is something good, because you and Jesus got something good going on. It's a relationship that you have come into. Amen. It's a relationship, and relationships are built. We have to build our relationship with our Lord. Remember, victories are won, so you must fight. You must fight. It's going to take your energies. It's going to take your time. Anything that is good takes your time. Anything that's worthwhile, I should say, takes your time and energies. You got to invest in your walk with God. Don't just take it lightly, because we have an adversary. The Bible said the devil is like a roaming lion. He roams around, roams around, seeking to devour. They wanted to devour the plan of God for Israel. The wall needed to be built, Jerusalem, the wall, and the men went to build the wall. They're like, no, we're going to attack them, and we will win. We will overcome. They're not going to come back and take land. But God said that land belonged to Jerusalem. Zion must be built. And there was a man that had a passion to see Zion built, and he said, I'm going home, and I'm going to do it, and whatever comes our way. And they made their petition first to God. First, they spoke to God about it, but then they did their part. They knew that physical weapons, when you have a physical weapon in your hand, the enemy stays away. So they put on their sword. They're depending on God first, but yet they had their sword. So there's some things that we have to do in the spiritual and things that we have to carry out in the natural. Amen. Let us all stand today. Father, we thank you. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for your presence in this room. Oh, Holy Ghost, it is you we depend on. You're the one that leads, you're the one that directs, you're the one that navigates, you're the one that empowers, you're the one that equips. Rebo shadeba sanda daba sureba kodobo. Oh, God, we open up our hearts to you today. Can we get the musicians up? We open up our hearts to you. Oh, great and awesome God, we trust you. We rely on you today. We rely on you today. Help us to be servants, oh God, that are on the offense, oh God. Let us not play catch up. Let us not, oh God, be play defense with the devil. But let us, oh God, come out front, oh God. Let us bind up the works of the devil. Let us, oh God, push back against the plans of the enemy, the plans of the devil for our homes, the plans of the devil for our jobs, the plans of the enemy to attack or to come in and steal, come in and eat, come in and destroy, come in and possess. We decree and declare, God, that in this season, our people will stand the plan of the enemy to come and steal our health, oh God. We bind that up. We recognize the works of the enemy, and we spoil the goods of the devil right now. In the name of Jesus, not this time, enemy, not this time, and not no time in the future. In the name of Jesus, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold.